stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a silence for our first responders and our military, please. Thank you. All President and Council.
Director Sanderson?
Here.
Director Isra?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Davis?
Here.
Director Leek?
Here. It don't work.
Okay.
I wish you would get a decent system instead of your online. Consent calendar.
Well, should we start saying Calvin's not here?
No, he'll be back.
I understand.
Well, he'll be back for a minute. I understand what you're saying.
All I'm gonna say, Calvin's not here, he's out taking care of a call.
Okay.
Consent. So, approval of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes, warrants approved by the committee, and regular board meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
I make the motion to approve.
Okay. Motion to approve consent calendar items, A, Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants from December 17, 2018, and B, regular board meeting minutes from December 17, 2018. Made by Director Isra, on second by Director Wargo. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Isra?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. No warrants, no award of contract updates, the San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance update.
We don't have anything until this month.
Okay. And you're up, Ms.
Yes.
Julian? Okay.
Yeah, I'll be reading Calvin's manager report, so just bear with me.
Speak up.
Okay.
Is that thing even working?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. All right, so production well 5 updates, district engineer management, and well pump vendor has collectively reviewed the data and video. It has been mutually agreed on that a concentrated effort be focused at the 800 and 900 feet levels. The encrustation resulting in plugging the louvers seem to remain. Sonar jet was recommended to break up the hard crust that is impairing water flow through the louvers. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Is it the louvers?
Louvers.
Louvers. Okay, louvers. That's right. We are in the process of obtaining a cost for the sonar jet services. For those of you who are unfamiliar with sonar jet, it pulses the water at a high velocity back and forth through the perforations for a deep clean. The cost is determined by the well's diameter and footage being cleaned. Once the hard crust has been broken up, the process of brush, swab, and bale will be performed again. The initial cleanup consisted majorly of mud and sand. During the October 29, 2018 special meeting, the board authorized management $65,680 for the rehab of production well 5 and not to exceed $87,405. The current amount has been $11,726 and $22,865, a total cost of $34,591. This is just for services rendered by the well pump repair vendor. It does not include staff and engineering time. I am currently awaiting comments from the district's engineer and water well repair vendor's recommendations. So that's all for well 5. And then there is a customer concern on 52044 Lois Avenue. The customer's name was Joyce. On January 13th at approximately 3 a.m., I received a non-business hour water emergency from dispatch. The RP was Mr. Steiner, who identified himself as Joyce's care provider. He stated Joyce had a leak. I explained to the RP about the $250 charge that will be assessed, and Steiner stated He would have to discuss this with Joyce, who was currently asleep at 3 a.m. I noted this property had high usage in November and now December. Ellen stated she blue tagged the property and has been offering suggestions to Joyce. Yesterday, Wooney was assigned to follow up on the leak and also discovered a leak on the district side. Although this condition is not a contributing factor to the property's high water usage, Morgan and his crew have scheduled a repair and upgrade. Okay, and then this is another customer concern from Ida Avenue. On January 10th, at approximately 6 o'clock p.m., received a non-business hour water emergency call from dispatch. The RP was former water board president, and she was blue tagged by Alan for high usage. The RP was advised of the cost, and I was able to verbally direct her over the phone on temporary shutting off the water service at the meter box. And next update is over LSCI for OSHA. The agreement for OSHA training has been executed and preparation shall begin at the start of 2019. Morgan, his field crew, and I participated in a conference call. We are currently providing various documentation to LSCI for customizing the training program for the district. Morgan has submitted 2 proposed dates for the first class. And then last update is calls for service and services rendered 2018. All the work orders that were done last year. Total was 1,052. West, 624 were west and 428 were east. The average non-business hour water emergency or services rendered per day equates to 2.8 water services provided beyond the regular assigned daily duties. Some of these calls require extended hours or days, which impairs the completion of the regular assigned daily duties. Some of these daily duties are critical and must be done daily, resulting in overtime. This one contributing factor management in the past has recommended, and past water board members have approved, the minimum of $250 service charge for non-business hour water emergency response to recover when it is the individual's responsibility to maintain the plumbing on their side of the water meter. This mindset benefit other water customers who will not have to pay for it with their water bills. And that's it. And he said if you have any questions, you could ask him when he comes back. Yeah.
Questions, comments? The next item is, you have the information about the customer concern?
Yes, actually, customer, I spoke to him yesterday and he said he's not coming, so we're just going to skip it. He wasn't going to be able to make it.
Okay, it has been...
And
he wasn't able to make it, or he didn't want to?
He wasn't able to make it.
Does he want to show up next?
Yes, so he's going to go on as old business for the next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. As far as a discussion item on this,
What was the concern?
What I'm saying is, I've pretty got a pretty good idea what it is. He's got tenants that aren't paying the bill, and he's getting dinged for it.
Mm-hmm.
Is the bill in his name or in the tenant's name?
I believe it's in his name.
Okay, so...
So, yeah.
He should be collecting from the tenants to pay the bill.
Yes.
And he, so...
Yeah, and he wants it... He doesn't want to be responsible for his tenants' unpaid bills. He wants us to take them to collections in court.
No, that's why it's in his name. It's because it's not our responsibility.
That's why you included the rent.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
And Ellen's... She's tried explaining to him over and over again, but he just doesn't get it. So he asked to be put on the board, and now he's not coming.
Okay.
But see if he shows next month.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay. Once.
Once, yes. I told him. I said, you only have one more chance.
Did he, one other question is, is he making payments on that now?
I believe so. I don't think there's any that are outstanding or anything like that right now.
Okay.
But yeah, he's trying to get off it, but
no.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay. Next diet, so we're gonna table that. Do you have any questions or anything you missed? No. Adoption of current County Riverside requirements for a new single-family dwelling construction to install a private fire protection system sprinkler. This is something I have questions about based on my experience of what I went through with my house, okay? So what I want to do is, if you don't mind, we'll table this until he comes back so I can bring these questions up, unless you want to discuss it right now. And then we can ask the questions when he comes back. What do you think?
Yeah.
Does it come back later?
Yeah. I can't see it digging that long to turn the water service back on. Old business, sustainable groundwater management, Sigma update. Do you have any of that information?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Update on interconnection between the Morongo Tribal Reservoir. You don't have much on that either.
I do have some, just a little bit. I guess I can read what he has here. I don't think it's, let's see. Bob Krieger, Sabrina Nees, and I have invited Mr. Covington to meet with us to discuss this matter, including but not limited to adherence to state water codes. The results of this meeting will be openly discussed in the February board meeting with potentially all parties present. That's all I have on that.
I thought we were advised not to talk about it and like not to have
open. Yeah, I thought it was.
Right. So we'll just put we'll table that item.
Okay.
Then Cal Mutual, discussion action, Cal Mutual's Water System Alliance, the CWSA. I'm going to turn this over to Alan because he's done a bunch of research. All righty. The table is yours.
Just for a little bit here. No, I've been contacting, you know, I went through our new business, you know. It's a new business, huh?
Old business,
I'm sorry. And saw that they had a meeting, all these people, these water districts, and it shows who is already active in it. And I talked to the general manager. I just called him and asked for the general manager. I want to talk to this person, that person. And like Rancho Santa Margarita, they've already applied or, you know, they accepted whatever and paid their $10,000 or whatever. And, you know, his concern, you know, because they're a big company out there. And they want to help the low-income water districts, you know, around their area and out wherever, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, to help them, help even us, you know, to help get grants and stuff like that, you know, to help whatever we need done. And you know, I also, you know, first of all, I talked to the 29 Palms general manager, and you know, him and Cal Mutual are pretty much the ones that got together to do this. He explained to me, you know, about how their district is. You know, they have a lot of turnover in people because of the military base. So you know, the state tries to say that they're over 10,000 people. But in reality, if you eliminated the military people, it would be like about 8,000 people in your community, 9,000 people. So they're considered, you know, low income, but they're fighting that with the state, you know, to get them low income. And, you know, pretty much, you know, they're totally in favor of it, you know. And also Eastern Municipal Water District, which is a big company too, you know, they're out there in Paris. And all their other, most of their districts or other districts around them are real small, you know, San Jacinto and Paris, and everybody is low income, you know. And all the other ones, you know, Romoland and Homeland, or I don't want to say Homeland.
Yeah, we all call it that, yeah.
But, you know, so what I'd like to do is, you know, They're totally in favor. They want to help, you know. They don't want grants to be taken away from us low-income people. And all these people that I talked to like 7 different general managers, and their biggest concern is that meter tax.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
meter fee.
Yeah, that's right. They specified that too. It's a meter fee. Is that everybody that pays that meter fee, they're not going to see none of that money. The state's just going to take it and put it wherever they want, and most of it, they all said it's probably going to go to the Central Valley, all those farmers and everybody out there, you know. And they want people to get together, water districts, and a representative, one or two representatives from each district or whatever, to help them or go to talk to the assemblyman. That's who we have to talk to, the assemblyman, assembly person. Assembly person, and talk to them and to try and do away, for one, with that tab, you know, the fee, you know. And that's who we need to talk to, is the assembly people. And so they want, you know, as many people as we can to go to whatever town or Sacramento, the capital, or wherever, Fresno, or wherever we have to meet, you know, kind of whenever they have the meetings, to talk them and, you know, he'd say a bitch or whatever, you know, complain or whatever to all these different things that, you know.
Now, do you want to talk to more?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I would like it to, because I don't think we're probably all ready to make a decision on it. I would like to call more people. I have like over 20 people, but I probably won't call all of them, you know, I mean, to get their input and, you know, their pros and cons of you know, being in this association. And, you know, most of them are all saying the same thing, that, you know, they want to help the lower income, you know, the bigger companies. You know, I talked to a guy, he's general manager of Bakersfield. They're already in it, you know. And they want to help everybody else. They want everybody to be equal. They don't care how big their water district is, you know. It's like, you're still going to get, the big companies are still going to get hurt by all these taxes. And you know, you got to look at your community and your customers, or how they're going to complain about this dollar or whatever they're going to raise it to, this fee. And then they're going to raise it again. Every year they're going to raise it, and they're going to raise it. You know, pretty soon you'll be paying $100.
Just, so true.
Yeah.
Just for the basic
funding, state funding.
Yeah, state funding, you know. That's, right. That's who we need to talk to. And if it's okay, I mean, it's up to you guys. I mean, you know, if you, you know, I'd like to talk to some more people, and, or you guys should talk to some people too, if you'd like.
Whenever you're ready, I got some questions. Any questions?
Yeah. And that's it.
So it's a 10,000 annual fee.
I thought I saw 5,000.
5,000 is the
buy-in.
The buy-in.
But that's the most.
That's
the
most, yeah.
They go buy.
It's a sponsorship. So if you make under a quarter million, then it's
500. Yeah. But the thing is, if you want to be on that, call it executive committee.
The executive board, yeah.
To go up to Fresno, Sacramento, or whatever, send a representative or two up there, $10,000.
Oh,
so you can have your...
You can be more...
You can be right there with them.
A delegate.
Yeah, a delegate. Yeah.
A mouth runner.
That's my second question. So if we did, let's say we all, you know, did the 10K, then at least a couple of us would be expected to go up there.
Yeah.
At least one, if not two. Mm-hmm. That would be something to approach. Approach.
Right.
My thought was let Alan get more information. This is not a make it or break it this month or next month. If we let Alan do more research as far as other general managers and directors, then come back with some more information, gives us time to mull it over.
And did you talk to any board members? Probably.
I talked to two of them.
Okay.
Yeah. But the thing is, too, is, you know, that $10,000 doesn't have to come right out of our account to make payments. And we'll still be on that executive committee.
Okay.
But I'd like to, you know, call some other people, or, you know, you guys could call some people, too, if you'd like, or whatever.
You seem to be doing a pretty good job.
You know, I mean, I have the time, you know.
I encourage you.
I spent almost all day yesterday and all this morning, you know.
Well, as president.
I haven't come back.
What's your comment?
What do you think, Mr. Governor?
What I read up, what I read of it, I think it would be good for us.
Okay.
Because we are a small district and we do need to have a voice up there in Sacramento.
Okay. Okay. So are you, you like the idea of him?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll table this until.
Yeah, I'm in the table too. I just want to do some research.
So basically, we're going to table this until the next board meeting, which time Mr. Davis will procure more information and questions and comments from other districts. You understand what we're trying to do?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think this was a discussion action type of item.
Yeah.
So we are not basically taking, we're not taking an action at the moment.
Okay.
All right. I keep hearing noise out there.
I was wondering.
Sounds like Calvin's back.
Yeah.
Did anybody see him?
Yeah, but I keep hearing noise out there, so. Okay.
Okay.
So let's do a point of privilege.
Sounds good.
What?
Okay, we'll do a point of privilege.
Oh, that noise.
Take a rest, take a choke break. Oh, there he is. Oh, we're going to take a 5-minute point of privilege. Oh,
okay, go ahead.
All right.
Why don't you get your paperwork together?
What's that?
35. Mm-hmm. Calling the meeting back to order. Okay. Adoption of current County of Riverside requirements for new single-family dwelling construction to install a private fire protection system, fire sprinklers, 3/4 meter versus 1 inch. So, the question is it depends on the fire system and the fire flow requirements of the head and everything else. What does Riverside County say?
They say it's 1 inch that it requires, but with the according to Steve and Sabrina, if we have, because you're looking at, let me get my notes here. A 1-inch meter is monthly charge is $143.78 versus $89.10 for a 3/4 inch.
So what happens if somebody has a?
That's where the waiver comes in.
Okay. Well, that's where I have. That's where I've got a couple of processes, and also, how are you going to deal with this situation? Okay. Number one, what about manufactured homes that have a consolidated system?
This only addresses traditional stick homes.
Well,
yeah.
They're still going to, because you know we're still dealing with mine in a certain respect. Mm-hmm. This needs to be addressed because it's if somebody puts a mobile home in out here.
Can I get you guys to turn on your mics?
They don't work.
Are you kidding? My works.
Hello? Mine works.
Yeah. Battery's probably gone. Anyway.
Okay, so, but it's still a concern that needs to be addressed. So it needs to be addressed as a whole with the whole thing. The other one he has is I still don't feel that people should be punished by putting a 3/4 inch meter in if they have a 5/8 meter. So my thought process is this, and I'd like you to run this by the engineers. Okay. Is if, okay, we put a 1-inch meter in or to take care of the flow, but then there is a flow restrictor put in on the domestic side. I.e., I'm saying you because of the picture you're showing.
Yeah, you're talking about the shutoff valve on the customer side.
Well, that is set up between the customer valve and the meter. There's a flow restrictor that restricts it to.
Oh, lower the PSI.
No, it'll lower the volume. Okay. But you know, of something of that nature, so that if I have a 5/8 meter. And I'm paying a 5/8 meter. I know this is new construction, but i.e. what if somebody's house burns down and they have to bring it up to code, they have to put this in, and now all of a sudden their water bill goes from $57.30 to $112 because they went to a 1-inch meter. To me, just because of a fire system that is only going to be used. This is the same discussion we had at Krieger and Stewart that one day. So my question is, what I would ask is that you please get with the engineers about putting in a flow restrictor between the meter and the domestic shutoff valve that is part of the meter system per se. So then we know that only can flow 5/8 worth of water or.
All right.
Does that make sense?
All right.
I'm trying to look out for the people that are going to come into the community and so on and so forth.
It's not, because I like it, it's not going to be restricted any other way. It's relatively easy to put the flow reduction thing in.
Well, that's what we got to look at.
What's he looking at, the volume of water, reducing the volume of water?
I understand.
Yeah.
I should have phrased it differently, but what he said.
Robert has a point, because a lot of people, they might not want to put a stick home in, you know, do a fresh bill. They might just want a manufactured home, and those are starting to become popular. So we need to figure out what we're going to do for the manufactured homes, not just a regular old-fashioned built house.
Well, as an example, your home right over here, if it burns down and you have to rebuild it, you have to bring it up to code. So by bringing it up to code means you have to put a fire suppression system in, which means now it went from a 5/8 by 3/4 meter now to a 1-inch meter. So now you, if you were living there, would have to pay that differential, or your tenant would have to pay it in the rent, or whatever. So this is how I'm looking at it. We are a small community of less than average means in some of the people, so I'm trying to be community oriented in this aspect of it. And I understand exactly what you're doing. We have, you know, this is something that's been, this has been knocking on our back door for quite a while, and now it's here and we have to deal with it on a very broad basis.
Yeah, so. And in defense of our engineering, you know, these standards were developed by the county. And this one basically, as Sabrina once said, one size fits all.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
And stuff. But this picture here is just a generic, for the most part, a generic drawing. It was, this is not a county mandated system.
No, this is a reduced three-quarter inch meter.
This one is 3/4 in the picture here? Or is this just, this is a 1-inch dual service installation.
Sure is.
See, and the other thing is too, I got to, and just something that just dawned on me, and this is, I want to try to get this resolved as quickly as possible, because by filing this waiver of release and indemnity agreement, I wonder if this is putting people's homeowners insurance at risk. Do you understand what I mean? I just didn't even occur to me, but this conceptually could put, you know, if I sign a waiver saying my fire suppression system is not going to work like it's supposed to because of the flow size, now where am I at? And I have a fire.
Yeah, potentially the fire department, I mean, your insurance can deny it.
Right, so this is theoretically, somebody could come back and say, well, you should have notified me of that potential because you're asking me to sign this waiver. Blah, blah, blah. I know you can't sue a government agency, but still.
Some people will try.
And it will cause problems. Yes. So, but also, like I said, like because my home is a divorced, a consolidated system, how there's no way to do this restriction that we're talking about. Do you understand what I'm saying? Without having.
Yeah, you have one connection.
I've got an 1.25-inch connection going into my house.
Yeah.
Typically most homes are. Built to go in a park where they have this size system.
Well, both Sabrina and I have asked the county about manufactured home, and they're basically shrugged their shoulders basically and said, well, here's our standards. You know, basically one size fits all, and that's the hiccup, you know, with getting some defined standards.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, somebody has to go to planning or the board of supervisors.
Go to the board of supervisor meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. But let's use the groundwork first before.
Well, I mean, this is
before we release the leash on Martin.
Well, no, but I'm going. Wait a minute.
Somebody with
this was in new business. This is new business.
Somebody
right?
that knows what would have to be with me, because I'd be willing to go. But somebody who knows, like either Alan or Robert, has to be there. Then that's and bolts. So you do your research.
No, but you. You're saying you want to do the Sigma, but this is new business that you know that we were discussing. So, I would like to just table this until next month, until you can talk to them about based on the split system of a restriction in the domestic side to, so we're not charging the customer for something they don't even have access to.
And I'll inquire with Steve about your point regarding can the insurance deny if you have a fire or a catastrophe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's two things then, yeah. All right.
Okay.
And then, okay, are you okay with that move to table until we get more information?
I'm good.
Okay, we'll table that. The next item is sustainable groundwater.
We're going to, last time I think it was rules of conduct, and they have the draft, and we're going to have, they're still now trying to decide when we're going to all meet.
That's tedious.
As far as drilling the monitoring wells, that's hit a speed bump too, so there's no specific date, and the reason why I kept up on that because all the tailings and excess drills. I volunteered our well one because I think I explained that to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as I get an update on that, Jeff's told me that he'll let me know. And for those of you who want to go take a ride with me and go visit the drillings and stuff, now I'll let you know.
Where are they going to drill at?
Verbena is the first one on our site. But it's in Mission Springs, but they want to be, you know, the lead agency over there.
That'd be fun. Interesting.
So that's the update on the Sigma.
They haven't started drilling yet, though.
No. Yeah. They feel that the rules of conduct is very important, because once everybody agrees to that, and then the final draft we'll bring to the board. And that's when, you know, we're going to, all the general managers are going to take our gloves off and start fighting for the money.
Okay. Next item is the update on the interconnection.
I have forwarded an invitation to Mr. Covington to meet with myself, Bob Krieger, and Sabrina at their office in February. So
okay.
We're waiting for a final commitment from Bob Krieger, and then that will be a go. And then we'll the results of that, we'll bring it to the board. I'll bring it to the board in the February meeting.
Okay. And that's it?
That's it.
Okay. We've already done everything else. Future agenda items.
We had the Cal Mutual.
We discussed that already.
Okay.
Yeah. What we're going to do is Alan's talked to several agencies. He's going to talk to, we tabled, he wants to talk to a couple more and come back and give us a report of what he's conveyed.
All right.
Now, what their opinion and their pros and cons and everything.
Okay.
We want to make sure that this is just not some company that's trying to come along and get a
take
bunch
our money.
Of,
yeah. Okay.
All right. So the any future agenda items? Well, we had this item that we tabled.
Are there no public comment?
I did.
Every copy.
Yeah,
I'd
like
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that'll come up in just a minute. Future agenda items.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I don't know if it would be an agenda item to change me from the Alliance to the backup and let Alan do it.
That's Mike, but I can do that. That's the manager.
Because she's going to be going to school, she's on school.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, well, I know, she's not dedicated to us.
Are you kidding me? Really?
Nepali.
Yeah, I know. Many bloodsuckers. No. Okay, so because it's an ad hoc or it's whatever, there, it's done. So basically, Mrs. Israel is going to be stepping down as the first point of contact with the San Gregorio Pass Water Alliance, and Mr. Alan Davis will take the lead, with Mrs. Israel being a second. Okay.
Does that have to be a motion, or no?
No, because it's not a...
It's not on the agenda
right,
item.
Right, it's like an ad hoc committee type of a thing.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. So, and then there's future agenda items. The items that we tabled will be brought up again, which will be the Cal Mutual, and then the interconnection, and the Riverside County Sprinkler Water Fire Pressure Suppression System.
Okay.
Oh, and also...
Also the customer concern.
We ought to should just stay home, huh?
Yeah.
Ellen said he does that about once a year.
Okay.
Trying to change because he owns a bunch of rental properties out here, and he's tired of flaky tenants leaving him and holding the bag.
Then you should get the water bill from him every month.
That's right.
Okay. Management comments, staff members, you got anything you want to say?
No.
Ellie will be back from AIT in March. Mm-hmm. And just to give you guys front load y'all, our water billing software is no longer being supported by CUSI. So potentially that could be close to a $50,000 project for us to replace that. I'm going to wait until Ellie comes back so she can be a part of this discussion with Cindy, who's our contract CPA, and we'll try to work things out. But that's just a potential expense. It could be up to 50 grand to replace that our billing software.
So why don't we just use Excel? Both. They're both the programs that are spreadsheet programs that can be used to generate all of this information and do it. You know, you put a customer in, you enter it's something that could be set up by office staff. I can see one thing if we had 50,000 customers, but the only thing would be, I guess, is the meter. When you download the stuff from the handheld, right. Where does that go?
It goes directly to the software program.
And are they the ones that manufactured the handheld?
Yeah, and they're the ones that, you know, that told us that if you buy in bulk, remember the envelopes, the inserts, and the pre-printed bills. So we went ahead and pre-bought about 3 boxes of each. And so with the new software, there's no guarantee that that'll be formatted for new software to print on the format of the bill.
Can we get a refund on that? I mean, we should be able to.
Well, that's all we wait for Ellie, because she's a little bit more. I mean, we have time.
The business is going out of.
They're not. Are they going out of business, or are they just updating to a new format?
They're updating. They're not updating. They're dumping their existing format, and they're going to another format. And Cindy said that she's got a couple water districts that currently has that newer format, and she goes, she's not recommending it. So
that's why.
But it'll be dividing. It'll be on or before the end of this year, before it's completely in. What's that?
We just bought 3 years of billing statements and envelopes from that match that.
So in other words, they basically said, "Oh, we got a good deal for you." Oh, and then after the fact, they said.
So I would sit there and turn the seat loose on them, but Ellie, she can finesse it. I have confidence in her that she'll at least get us some credit.
Okay.
okay, but it's something that, that's not, we need to do right away, but just front load, you know,
all right.
Okay.
Board member comments?
That efficiency thing we did for $17,500, are those people doing anything?
What was that again?
Didn't, wasn't that an efficiency study, whatever you want to call it, they're gonna, it seems to me, I remember $17,500.
That was the Cal, that was the OSHA training thing, wasn't it?
No, you're talking about whether we're gonna, it was like a rate study or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To make sure that our rates were on par.
Yeah, that was for the.
That was for a rate study.
For, wasn't that for the commercial, the commercial part?
Well, that was for, no, our base charges of service truck and construction meter costs and all that.
Yeah.
What's the status of that, is what he's asking.
Yes.
Right now, I believe that, and I'm kind of in the dark too. Let me follow up on it and I'll get the board an answer, okay?
So that would be another agenda item.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Oh, you're, no problem, reminding me, remind you all the time.
Well, if we haven't gotten anything, I hope we haven't paid yet.
I'll check. I don't recall approving that bill.
Okay.
The other two big ticket items was $11,000, $22,000, that was to rehab well five.
Yeah.
No, but that was one where we did the rate study and I said, oh, by the way, we just looked at all your numbers and put that on too.
Okay, future board items, finance and audit on the 19th, regular board meeting on the 19th, personal committee done, PASS Regional Water Alliance is on the 23rd, so in a couple of days.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Okay. All right, any other questions, comments, or sarcasms?
Oh, I got one. Oh, she got sarcasm.
Yes, what is that, Mr. Davis?
I was just going to say that February 4th, I have a consultation with a surgeon that my knee operated on.
Oh, I thought you were going to go to one of the guys in Palm Springs.
No. So I might be coming here with a cast next meeting.
Why don't you try that nano knee?
Huh?
They're advertising that nano knee.
Nano knee? No, it's a torn meniscus, that's what I have. Uh-huh. So I don't know what they're going to do.
In the end, it's going to be better, I'm assuming.
They say it's only going to take four or five days before I'm walking normal, you know.
Oh.
Well, when they advertise a nano knee, they say you can, this is an outpatient, you can leave his office right away.
No?
I start school on the 28th.
For the Apollo?
For political science and business.
Yeah, she wants to come to politics, right? She wants to get into politics. So if you break the root down, the root word is poly, the second word is ticks, right? So you have many bloodsuckers. And your comment of sarcasm is?
Oh, no, you handled it
with that one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're going to become a good size. She may become president someday.
No, she's going for governor.
Governor.
I'm starting with governor.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to, we have Governor Moonbeam. We had Governor Moonbeam.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have
Gavin Grusin.
I need a motion to close.
Move. I make motion to close the meeting.
I
to adjourn.
To adjourn. I second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Oh, that was
today.
Okay.
Next month. Boy, you did it in 57 minutes.
It's not our best, but it's still pretty good. Mm.
All right, I gotta take off.
Where are you going?
I think our best is 37 minutes,
wasn't it? Ashley,